Welcome to Sling Stones with Dr. Terry Wardle.
Okay, a couple housekeeping items from the beginning of this podcast. First, I'm so excited to be learning that there are people listening to this podcast not only from around the United States, but also from several countries in the world. I would love to hear from you. If you would be interested in sending an email, the email address would be info@healingcare.org. info@healingcare.org. I would love to hear from you. There are some people listening from France, some from Guatemala, some from Singapore, many other countries, and a lot of folks in the United States. And if you have the time and would like to let me know a little bit about you, I would love it, where you're from. Also, if you have some suggestions of topics that you'd like to have discussed here on Sling Stones, it would be a great joy to me to look at that and consider it. So if you have some time, I'd enjoy it. If you would simply send me an email at that address, we'll certainly get back to you, and I'll be able to respond here on the podcast. I want to apologize if my voice sounds especially gruff today. I'm struggling with Eastern allergies. The trees are beginning to bud, and as a result, it's getting a little bit tough with the breathing. And I have a little bit of a semi-laryngitis going on. So anyhow, I hope you're doing well. It's nice to have some beautiful weather. Today it's about 62 degrees here in Ashland, Ohio. That's where I'm residing today. I want to tell you about some things that happened this past weekend. My wife and I traveled to Newburgh, Indiana. All our family gathered there because our youngest daughter, Emily, got married. And it was a wonderful event. I know that I'm a dad and I'm bragging, but she was stunning. Her older sister was her maid of honor, and Kara was stunning. All the little grandchildren were part of the wedding except for the newborn, and they looked great in their dresses and my grandson in his suit. It was wonderful. And to hear the pastor's message about the importance of marriage was a great blessing to me. And to see Emily and her husband, Micah, commit themselves to one another in such a wonderful, meaningful, and spiritual way blessed my heart. The wedding was held in Newburgh, Indiana, a quaint little town outside of Evansville, Indiana, very close to the Ohio River. As a matter of fact, Newburgh is on the Ohio River. It's a very scenic place. But there was something that made it especially exciting and meaningful for me to be there. I took my grandchildren down to the banks of the Ohio River on the Indiana side, and I began to talk to them about what took place in our country well over 100 years ago in the Civil War, in a battle that was not only aimed at preserving the Union, but to doing something about the slavery that was present in our world. So we stood there on the banks of the Ohio, and I explained to them, I said, look across the river, and it was a long expanse across the river. And I asked them to look, and they could see the other land, and I explained to them that if an African American were standing on that bank over there, they were slaves. They were treated as less than people. During the war, they would have been considered contraband. They were often called chattel, and they were brutalized in their slavery. And yet, if they could get across to this shore, I explained to them, they could be free. There would be no constraints upon them that would limit where they could go or what they could do. They had the opportunity to build a life. Granted, there would still be different forms of racism, but they certainly would be free on the Indiana side, as opposed to on the Kentucky side. And there my grandchildren, the four oldest ones, stood, and they looked over there, and we began to talk about that. And I'd ask them to imagine someone there. And then I told them how there were songs that came out of this experience, like Deep River. Deep River, Lord, I long to cross over. And the idea was, this song was saying, I want to cross over to this free land. Now, at one point, my grandson said, "But Papa, there's a bridge." And I chuckled. I said, "Yeah, there is a bridge. Today, people can go back and forth. But there wasn't a bridge there then. And people would have to take their life in their hands to even try to cross that river to get here to a free place." Now, that had a lot of meaning to me, and I know it had meaning to my grandchildren as we told stories about the antebellum period and about people's lives and about the Underground Railroad, and I know they were deeply moved. There's a degree to which this also is a spiritual metaphor, a spiritual metaphor of what it is to live in bondage to brokenness and the evil one, but also the freedom that comes to us because of Jesus Christ. We're well aware that the gospel tells us that Jesus has come to set us free. He's come to make us God's children. He's come to give us an inheritance, that our identity can be secure, that we will be free from the burden of the law, and that because we now rest in Christ, that we have a promised eternity with God, the Holy Spirit living with us now, spiritual gifts inside of us, a rich inheritance because we've accepted Jesus Christ. It's as if we have crossed over that river and we now live in a free place. We crossed over because there is a bridge spiritually, and that spiritual bridge is, of course, Jesus Christ. Jesus came, crossed the universe, as you often hear me say, took on the form of a human, became human, in order that he could then lead us all to freedom. He is the bridge from slavery to sin, brokenness, bondage, the bridge to freedom, to salvation, to everlasting life. And all who believe, all who embrace, all who cross the bridge of Christ have that freedom. But now I want to suggest something to you. There are many people who have accepted Christ, so they've actually crossed from the place of slavery to the place of freedom. But now that they're at the place of freedom, they're living still as slaves, trying to perform, trying to earn favor under the burden of perfection, seeking to achieve and to possess, to gain in order to secure their lives, which is totally unnecessary for people that are living on this side of the bridge that Jesus Christ has provided. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is no other name in heaven and earth by which a person can be saved but the name of Jesus. And by salvation, it's talking about freedom and well-being and health. That's what Jesus does for us. He gives us this new identity as sons and daughters of God. And because of that, we receive the Spirit. We have an inheritance. But there are many people living as if really there hasn't been much freedom. Could you imagine someone that had struggled to cross the Ohio River, to come from a slave state to a free state, and then once they got to the free state, lived under all the constraints that were present when they were in the slave state? It would be so unnecessary. But it could happen because people didn't necessarily understand what freedom meant. I think that's true of many of us who are in Jesus Christ. I know that for years, while I was so grateful that Jesus had saved me, I was still working hard to measure up, to find out what God wanted so that I could fulfill God's desires, so that God would be pleased with me, not be disappointed in me, try to gain some security through my own efforts. That's a bondage. Paul talked about that in Galatians. It's a bondage that is unnecessary because of what Jesus did. I mean, Jesus gave his life in order that we can be free. He gave his life in order that we would no longer be under the heavy burden and heavy weight of fulfilling perfectly all the expectations of the law. That's what he came to do. Now, what about you? Are you beginning to understand that there is incredible freedom to those that have come to Christ? That Jesus has given you a new name, a new designation, a new identity. You are a son, you are a daughter of God, and with that comes an incredible inheritance. It's listed in Galatians 4. It's also talked about in Ephesians 1-3. It's talked about in 2 Peter chapter 1. So many things that are ours only because of what Christ did, and we gain them by faith in Christ. That's what Paul said in Ephesians. It is through faith in Christ that we are saved. That's an act of God's grace. Now, once we are on the other side, we want to learn how to live according to this freedom, not to let the bondage of sin begin to grab us again, not to get all entangled in darkness and evil, not to listen to the messages that we are nothing, but instead to come to understand all that Jesus has done for us. I've written a new book. It's going to be out in June. It's called Identity Matters, Discovering Who You Are in Christ. We'll talk more about that as time goes on. But I dedicated that book to my grandchildren. I think the dedication reads something to our grandchildren, those here and those yet to arrive. You see, of all the things that I hope for my grandchildren, greatest of all is that they would know the degree to which identity matters, and that they would recognize that they are secure in Christ when they allow Christ to take them into his heart, and when they take Christ into their heart, and that as a result of that, it introduces them to an entirely new existence. Obviously, we have to grow into it. My grandchildren will need to grow into it. I'm still growing into it, a man in his mid-60s. But this I know, Paul said it quite clearly, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Think about that. He's saying, Jesus set you free so that you could live free. Free from what? The burden of the law? Trying to measure up? Trying to achieve and to gain security? Seeking to please God by your behavior? No, Jesus took care of all of that. And because he took care of all of that, we then want to live lives that bring him glory. We want through the life that we live to honor Jesus and the great sacrifice he made as he was the broken bread and the shed blood for us. That's what it cost Christ that we can be free. But now that we are free, we have this incredible opportunity to grow in understanding of all the treasures that are ours because we are free. I had students in my class do something that I thought was rather interesting, and they rather enjoyed it. I wanted them to go to the book of Galatians. I divided the 18 students into six groups of three. I gave each of these groups one chapter from the book of Galatians. And I asked them to go into the book of Galatians and to find in each chapter two or three treasures that are theirs because of Jesus Christ. I let them know it wouldn't be easy to find. You got to dig. You got to be thinking about identity. But wow, they found some amazing things that, of course, are right there in the text. That Jesus lives his life through us. He gives us peace and abundance. We no longer have to work hard at measuring up. He gives us a spirit, not because we've earned it, but because we believe. All of these and more. A number of years ago, when my grandchildren would come for their 3 or 4 weeks of the summer, which for years they all show up, at the same time we had this wonderful month together, I was doing some landscaping, so I had several piles of topsoil in the yard. And I went to the bank and I got a whole bunch, I think $50 worth of Susan B. Anthony coins, gold coins, and I hid them inside the topsoil, this big mound of dirt. And then I gave them each a bucket and a little spade and told them there were treasures there to go dig. And wow, they took off. And did they have fun? And once the first one found a coin, the rest of them were highly motivated. And they began to dig. Now, I think I mentioned this before. Even yet, sometimes we find a gold coin that has worked its way up to the surface of the ground. It's kind of fun to see it. But their enthusiasm of seeking out these treasures says something to my heart about those of us that are in Jesus Christ. We should be seeking the treasures of what it means to have our identity secured in Jesus, the treasures of being free in Christ. Now, I remember Dietrich Bonhoeffer's comment that it may be free, it's still costly. It cost Jesus his life. And our response will be a dedication of our lives. But there are treasures. Maybe you want to do it. Go to Galatians. Look at chapter 1. Simply ask God, what are the treasures hidden there that are mine because of what Christ did? They're mine through faith, the grace act of God. Now, after my grandchildren learned to dig in the dirt, they used to come and say, Papa, we want to go search for treasure. So I bought a metal detector. And they would go out across the farm and they would find some little sound that there was metal under the earth, and they would dig down. Sometimes they'd get just a little piece of metal, a wire, or top of a nail. Sometimes they found some treasures, piece of chain. We got an old iron, and they would come home running. Look what we found, but they'd be covered with dirt because they had to work hard. Well, that's also what it's like. Our mind needs to be on the wonder of the Word of God and all that is ours in Christ, and the fact that there is freedom for this because we have crossed the bridge of Jesus from the place of bondage to the place of freedom. Now, if there's a place in your life that you're in bondage, I want you to know Jesus wants you free. And through the power of Christ, you can be free. It might be good for you to talk to a spiritual director or have someone pray with you. But you yourself can renounce any grip that the evil one has on you and ask Jesus to come and to fill that place in your life. Also, if you happen to be a listener and, well, you believe, but you've never actually invited Christ to have this exchange of hearts, it's easy. Just turn in prayer in the name of Jesus and accept Jesus as your Lord. Ask him to take you into his heart. Then you bring him into your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to confirm that and feel some of that life and freedom that begins to bubble up inside of you. And when you have done that, you have crossed over that river. You've crossed the bridge. You are now on freedom's side. And it'll probably take some time for you to learn, as it has me, and I'm still learning, by the way, what it means to live free. But there's something very exciting about that, and it is for you. So, yeah, it was a great weekend. Being with all my family, my sister was there, and all my children and grandchildren and friends, it was wonderful. People all dressed up, they looked beautiful. The name of Jesus was lifted. My daughter was married. Great, great event. But I will also never forget, for the rest of my days, Lord willing, standing on the banks of the Ohio River and explaining the difference between freedom and bondage, and how Jesus has provided a bridge by which we might be free. Father in heaven, I pray for whoever may be listening today that they would experience in you the gift of freedom that comes through Jesus Christ. All we do is express faith in you, and suddenly you call us your children. On good days and bad, when we've failed and skinned our knee, and even when we're successful, it's all the same. We're now your children. And as your children, we have an inheritance. And we can begin to learn what it is to live free. I think of the words of Paul when he said, "It is for freedom that Christ has set you free." Thank you, Jesus, that you have given us this freedom. And may we today go deeper in understanding what this freedom is all about. May you receive all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. As a reminder, I encourage you to send me an email, info@healingcare.org. Also, if you go on our website, both Healing Care and HCM International, you'll see when our next events are coming up. I'm going to be speaking in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, the weekend of May 11 and 12 at McBick, that's the name of the church, Mechanicsburg Brethren in Christ Church. I'm going to be talking about when storm clouds rise. If you're interested in being there, you can go on the website and find out the information. I hope you're having a great day, and may the Lord bless you.